A percentage of marine debris on Alaska shorelines is from the 2011 Japanese earthquake and tsunami. Jana Stewart is the Tsunami Marine Debris Coordinator for Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, one of the organizers of the event, and says it's hard to determine how much of the debris is from that tsunami. However, they've seen things like fishing gear, dock fragments,
foam that's used in a lot of construction, tanks, household items. As time has gone on, some of the heavier debris has been coming in that's moving in the currents rather than bouncing up driven by the wind. So they've seen a change in the nature of the debris that's come in. For example, they weren't seeing dimensional lumber from Japan until a couple of years after the tsunami, and now they've started to see that.
Stewart says nonprofits and other groups have been collecting marine debris for years, and many of those collection sites are remote, like Gore Point and Montague.
And a lot of those sites, the debris can't be removed even by smaller vessels because the shorelines are rocky. They're high-energy beaches with a lot of surges. So the debris, once it's been collected and stored on the shoreline, for many of these locations, the only practical way and the safest way to get the debris off the shorelines is to get it airlifted onto the barge.
Stewart says the Japanese government is largely funding the project with 2.5 of the $5 million it donated to coastal states going to the effort in Alaska. She says she's met with other state recipients at conferences and says not only did Alaska get hit harder than other states, but it also faces unique challenges.
The story I always tell is when they were doing the presentation on the pickup of this big dock that came in, I think it was in Oregon, they talked about how they had to drive a quarter of a mile on a logging road to get to the beach. And I said, you have a road?
It's an issue that the Kodiak Archipelago can relate to. Tom Pogson is Director of Education, Outreach, and Marine Programs with Island Trails Network, a nonprofit that has been working to remove marine debris from Kodiak shorelines since 2013. Pogson says ITN has accumulated 180,000 pounds of marine debris in its storage yard, and volunteers spent the weekend preparing it for transport. He says ITN started to make plans with other organizations for the debris removal in February, and those plans fell into place over the last couple of weeks.
We've been talking about this for a couple of years, but the specifics of getting the contracts finalized and getting a plan and finding appropriate vessels and getting all of the mechanics of this particular large-scale removal from this large stretch of coastline set up has been very complicated.
And he says that's the nature of the beast.
It's a bit like riding your bike in the dark on a road without any lights. You basically know you're on the road. You can sort of get a feel for where you're going. And you know there's lots of other people that are going there with you, and you just close your eyes and go.
A kickoff event will take place Thursday in Kodiak to celebrate the barge launch and the month-long debris removal along the coast. The public is invited to hear speakers, including the DEC Commissioner, NOAA Marine Debris Program Regional Coordinator, and the Director of Gulf of Alaska Keeper, a nonprofit involved in the removal. I'm Kayla DeRoche.